Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Added 1,000 beds for homelessness. That's a good deal, man. So December 1st through February 2020. This is something they should have done a long time ago. I mean, the city was hassling Larry Rice in his homeless shelter, and they were operating for decades, since the late 80s, and offering chances and hope and giving them some ministry, giving them something to eat, a place to sleep on cold nights, and then they close it down, and they don't really have these walk-up shelters available. So they start harassing him and giving him a hard time last couple of years, but there wasn't an alternative for these people to go. So you find that there's a big influx of homelessness that still continues in the city of St. Louis, though it may not be what you see on the West Coast. But you do see it still, and they don't have places to go. Now, there's some people that just decide they don't want to go anywhere. They would rather live on the street. But there's still a lot of people that are turned away from these shelters because you have to apply and, you know, they got to screen you or whatever it is. So it doesn't get you off the street on a cold night. And then there's just no room. And then what do you do in a situation like that? So then you have organizations that really want to help people, but the city give them a hard time. Well, this year, they decided, okay, we're going to open up 1,000 beds available for the homeless. This is good news. This is something that they realized that they were obligated to take care of the homeless problem to begin with. They were doing a not so great job with it. And then they were driving people away and forcing people that wanted to help out of the job, out of the business of helping people who are homeless. When I say business, you're not making money helping the homeless. Keep that in mind. So no matter how cold it is, apparently you can find a bed, which is a good thing. Let's just hope that it's staffed and kept up properly. Oh, here's another thing. I saw Fox News bringing this up, but WCCO up in WCCO's Minneapolis, it's a big television station up there, wanted to talk about a Wisconsin ordinance that has been on the books for a long time. Now, the story by itself isn't all that exciting, but it's the way that the news reporters bring up the story, and then at the end, the payoff is pretty funny. So I want you to listen to very carefully how they phrase this.
Snowballs are lumped in with missiles. Can't throw those. Rocks. Makes sense. Arrows, sure. But snowballs, yeah, you cannot throw them on public property. So not on sidewalks, not on city streets or at school. If you do, you could be fined.
Now, that's the response. So keep in mind, he said, you know, you can't throw rocks, you can't throw arrows, you can't throw missiles, and you can also not throw snowballs in this one small town in Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it's just consideration and common sense. You don't throw stuff at people, period.
So that was the police chief out there. You know, they're talking to the police department about why you can't throw snowballs.
Okay. The mayor of Wausau taking this one very seriously. The ordinance was brought forward years ago after some issues with projectiles.
All right, so that was the mayor. I've said police, but that was the mayor.
The police department says, look, we have never fined anybody or ticketed anybody for throwing a snowball.
What's going on in Wausau where you have projectiles in your snowballs and missiles?
Yeah, not in the...
Okay. Now, you can tell she totally wasn't paying attention to anything that was said here, because this is a throwback to what he said at the very start of this. Listen.
Snowballs are lumped in with missiles. Can't throw those. Rocks. Makes sense. Arrows. Sure.
Okay. The snowballs are lumped in with rocks, arrows, and missiles. And then at the very end, the anchor says...
Throwing a snowball.
What's going on in Wausau where you have projectiles in your snowballs and missiles?
Yeah. Not in...
No. What's going on with missiles in your snowballs? What's going on with that? Ooh, boy.
In the snowballs, it's just separate stuff.
Oh, I see.
So it just got lumped in the ordinance.
Oh.
I think she still doesn't get it. Ordinance forbids throwing snowballs. All right. I get that. No, I get it. You don't want to get nailed with a snowball. I get it. You know, coming up in the next hour, what do we got? One more hour. Do you see the FBI is warning you about your smart TVs? Maybe it's a good idea for you to just abandon TV altogether. I was looking at a different survey that came out, And an average person will watch, I mean, do you want to guess how many hours of TV in their lifetime, an average person, what they'll watch? It's a lot. It's high. So we'll, I want to look at that. And I also want to look at what the FBI is warning about your smart TVs. Because if you ordered one off of the internet and Amazon or a Best Buy or whatever it is, because they had them on sale over the past 48 hours or through the weekend, maybe you got one on Cyber Monday, and it's going to be delivered to you, and you're going to open this thing up, and you're going to have that little styrofoam packaging stuff get all over your carpet, and it's going to sit up there, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, look at that. I got such a great deal on this thing. Well, there's probably a reason why you got such a great deal on it is because they're using that to just mine data from you. So they're underscoring the cost, or at least undercutting the cost of it, by or underwriting the cost of it, by allowing them to just take all of your personal data when they can get it. Now, keep in mind, there's cameras and there's even microphones on these things. And a lot of people don't even know that their television comes with microphones and cameras. So the FBI has put a warning out. We spent a lot of time in front of that camera that's on the TV, I guess. You have to be very cautious of what you're putting in that living room there. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. And we can take some more of your calls if you want. 314-436-7900. This is Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, on Twitter, at Ryan Recker.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.